This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh, now cloudy and 38 degrees. He's on his way to his final resting place in College Station, Texas. George H.W. Bush was eulogized Wednesday in Washington as the nation mourns the death of its 41st president.
The life and legacy of George Herbert Walker Bush honored.
To us, his was the brightest of a thousand points of light.
His son and 43rd President George W. Bush paying tribute to the 41st Commander-in-Chief, sharing the professional and personal.
The best father a son or daughter could have.
Getting emotional in describing his father's life as about 3,000 attending a service at Washington's National Cathedral looked on. Current President Trump and former Presidents Barack Obama, Bill Clinton, and Jimmy Carter all on hand to pay their respects. Tom Graham, Fox News.
Two people died in a crash south of Goddard Wednesday night.
The crash happened around 8:30 Wednesday night at 183rd Street West in MacArthur. That's about 3.5 miles south of Goddard. The Sedgwick County Sheriff's Office says the driver of a pickup was driving south on 183rd Street West when they ran a stop sign and collided with a semi traveling west on MacArthur. Emergency crews found both vehicles on fire when they arrived at the scene. KSN News reports the driver of the semi was treated for minor injuries. Matthew Harding, KNSS News.
Two young boys were taken to a hospital after firing a gun in South Wichita, and 26-year-old Delano Rogers has been arrested in the case. Police officer Charlie Davidson says this happened Tuesday morning.
The investigation revealed the children, their 21-year-old mother, and Rogers arrived at Rogers' home in the 2200 block of South Main. Inside, the children began playing with a handgun, which fired, injuring the children. Rogers then took the children and their mother to the hospital and left.
Officers found Rogers at his home. He's charged with two counts of aggravated child endangerment, interference with judicial process, and drug charges, including possession of marijuana. Investigators also believe they located the handgun from the case in a vehicle in the 700 block of North Minneapolis. The boys, a 4-year-old and a 2-year-old, had gunshot wounds to their hands. The older boy underwent surgery and remained in the hospital as of Wednesday morning. The younger boy was treated, then placed into police custody, protective custody, at the Wichita Children's Home. Sedgwick County Manager Michael Scholes is out of a job.
The county commission announced Wednesday morning Scholes agreed to resign. He was named county manager in September of 2015. Scholes fell out of favor with the commission recently when it became known that he had cooperated with the FBI as it was investigating members of the commission. Commission Chairman David Dennis read part of a joint statement issued by Scholes and the commission.
Both parties have agreed that it was in Sedgwick County and Mr. Scholes' best interest to part ways. It's time for both parties to look towards the future.
Scholes' resignation was effective November 30th. He'll be paid $205,427 in severance pay. Deputy County Manager Tom Stoltz was appointed interim county manager. Gordon Basham, KNSS News.
General Motors CEO took some heat on Capitol Hill after announcing plans to slash thousands of jobs in North America.
GM CEO Mary Barra met with Washington lawmakers Wednesday about why the company is cutting up to 14,000 jobs at North American plants. The company halting production on unpopular models to boost profits.
A strong General Motors is the best way for me to provide and maintain the 90,000 plus jobs that we have across the United States.
Lawmakers from states where plants are closing are asking the company to keep those plants open. Democratic Congressman Dutch Ruppersberger of Maryland's outraged. Since U.S. taxpayers bailed out GM during the Great Recession,
we committed to them, and now they're walking away.
President Trump's threatening to cut subsidies to GM. In Washington, Jill Nadeau, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock. Steve and Ted in the morning now, here on KNSS on a Thursday morning, 6:10, 10 minutes past 6 o'clock.
And we've already got a traffic hazard out there. Got a call from traffic tracker Jason a little earlier alerting me to something going on. Meridian closed between 55th Street South and 63rd Street South, so Hayesville area. That's the area that we're talking about down there. And apparently what happened was a semi-truck spilled its load there. So they're kind of cleaning up the road. It's Meridian closed between 55th Street South and 63rd Street South. Steve, if you're wondering what was spilled on the roadway, furniture.
Furniture.
Yes, furniture. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jed Chambers.
Sofa, credenza, whatever. Let's take a look at the forecast now with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. A weak cold front has moved through. Behind that, gusty northeast winds today with a high temperature 34. We will be cloudy overnight, our low 19, sunny and 35 for the high tomorrow. Friday night, a storm system takes aim on the southern plains. That will likely give us a chance of 1 to 2 inches of snow on Saturday afternoon, or high Saturday 32. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
And now a cloudy sky. We have a northeast wind at 6 miles per hour and 39 degrees. Today is Thursday, December 6th, 2018. We had some sunshine and warmer Wednesday, some sunshine. Wichita's high temperature yesterday was 50 degrees, normal high 46. That's 50 degrees after Tuesday's high of 36.
Yes.
Now we're going back the other way again. on this date in 1950, Wichita recorded its earliest sub-zero temperature for the winter season when the mercury dipped to 1 below 0. It was on this date in 1950. And in 1884 on this date, Army engineers completed construction of the Washington Monument by setting an aluminum capstone atop the obelisk. What is that? Monument's good 500 feet tall, is it not, Ted? Something like that?
I think it's, you're in the ballpark, yeah.
And then you wait, how did they do that? How did they get that? Well, probably had cranes on the inside, didn't they? Or on, maybe they could have gotten them on the outside. But you didn't have one big, long crane going up the top of that.
Nope, that was built with pretty much 19th century technology. Yeah, pretty amazing.
You know, it is. It built in 1884, and I'm just thinking about that. It's never been duplicated. That's just that's a one-of-a-kind structure in America. But it's so big. You think you look at it, and if you've never been there, you don't know how big it is at the base.
Yeah, when you're at the base, you realize how
it's huge,
how massive it is.
That was quite an undertaking back
sure
in
was.
The 1880s to put that up there. And then, you know, the forethought was, hey, we'll put this up, and it'll be a symbol.
Well, it certainly it is. It's world-renowned.
Washington
and
Monument.
Quite stirring.
And I've been to the top of it. You have, too. Went up there with my brothers several years ago when we were young. It's quite a hike if you don't take the elevator. Well, it isn't quite.
And in recent years, damaged by earthquake.
You're right. I remember that now. Just a few years ago, we had some earthquake damage up there. Had to go up and take care of it. I'm glad I didn't have to work on the outside of that thing. It isn't quite a lump of coal in her stocking, but the New Jersey substitute teacher who told her first grade students that Santa Claus isn't real won't be back to that area's schools.
Good.
NJ.com. reports Montville School Superintendent Renee Rofter has confirmed the teacher will no longer be allowed to teach in the district. Officials say not only did the sub call out Santa Claus as a fake, the teacher also debunked other holiday characters, including the Easter Bunny, Tooth Fairy, and Elf on a Shelf.
That is a bad teacher.
The sub's identity.
Come on now.
Her identity has not been disclosed. Well, somebody probably go after her. Here, him.
I can testify for a fact that all those entities are real.
Oh, they sure are. They are real to us. And tell you what.
And to millions and millions of people.
That's taking, you know, the problem is, I look at that and say, this, what kind of a teacher is that?
It's a bad teacher.
Who,
come on.
You know, obviously, the person to get the job has to have some education regarding teaching and children, I would think. And therefore, some sensitivity to children and what they believe and what their personalities are.
Apparently not.
They're not just, 15 or 20 little heads there looking at you. They're actually people in there, and you gotta be careful how you treat them. A little sensitivity there might have gone a long way. All right, speaking of kids this morning, another disturbing story from City Hall, Ted, that you are very well aware of, and that is the two little boys. A gun fires and shoots them both in the hands. Now they're both going to survive, right? They're not. One of them, in fact, got to go home the rest of the same day. Now the gun belongs to what their mother's friend.
Yeah,
and it's just
they were at his house, and there's obviously a gun laying around, and the kids got into it and got hurt. Could have had a much worse ending.
Could have been a lot worse. And I think it could be pretty bad for this fellow. who is not taking the responsibility of the firearm in his home with children, right?
Well, he's got multiple charges against him.
Multiple charges, and, you know, he might have to go spend some time in a big house. I don't know what his track record is. Don't know the man, but I would imagine maybe he's familiar with the jurisprudence system and how it goes through, how it treats him. But, yeah, that's, again, responsibility. People are supposed to be responsible to these children. If it's a classroom or it's in your home or wherever it is, you know, it's that time of the year, I guess. I'm more sensitive, I guess, at this time of the year because of the Christmas season and childhood memories and the grandkids and young people around all over the place and how much fun they're having and enjoying the Christmas season. And Santa Claus, of course, a big part of that. And I just, you got to have some sensitivity to the kids, I guess. 6:16, Steve and Ted. And, of course, we're keeping you updated on what's going on with President Bush. The casket, the body, is now in Houston and then over to College Station later on the train. Did you watch or listen to any of the coverage on that yesterday, Ted, on the ceremony there in Washington?
Certainly did.
I did.
Of course, I was on the news desk between noon and 3,
I got to
absorb a pretty sizable chunk of the funeral services yesterday at the National Cathedral.
Yeah.
Some Alan Simpson, the former senator from Wyoming, gave a really, really very touching eulogy.
I only got to see part of that, but that guy's funny.
It was really
funny,
well
man.
Done. And then, of course, George W. Bush also gave a very, very stirring talk about his dad.
George W. was great. And I got to see, I didn't see all of it, but got to see and hear part of it. But the ones who spoke, the ones that I saw and heard were right on. They did a great job and a marvelous, but that cathedral's quite a place, isn't it? I guess I don't realize.
It's pretty amazing. It's the eighth largest cathedral in the world.
It's a beautiful
structure.
Yeah.
And Woodrow Wilson is buried there. It's got tremendous history. I think Helen Keller is buried there.
Next time I go to Washington, I got to take
that in. It's really amazing.
I didn't know all that was there. The last time I was there, it's been a while since I've been to Washington. Now I have to schedule another trip soon. All right, coming up on 6:18 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Time for Leadoff Sports Now with Ted Woodward. Ted.
Yeah, we got Thursday night football tonight. Start out the week in the NFL. The Jacksonville Jaguars in Nashville to take on the Tennessee Titans tonight. Titans are a 5-point favorite. Titans still have to climb over 4 teams if they want to make the playoffs, so they are desperate for a win tonight. 7 o'clock, you can listen to that game on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. We had JUCO men's basketball last night. Butler Community College on the road visiting Dodge City. Dennis Higgins had the call of the game on KFH. Tie game in the last seconds. Butler with the basketball.
Across the timeline, drives to the lane. His layup attempt is no good. A follow dunk by Coley before the buzzer. And we are tied 76. No, they're waving it off. Oh, my goodness. One official has waved it off, and he's running off the floor. That dunk went through. Coley with a follow dunk. And the Grizzlies were celebrating, and the one official of the three ran over and said no, it was after the buzzer. What an ending to the ball game. The Grizzlies are going to lose 76-74.
No, the game-tying dunk at the buzzer disallowed by the referee, and Dodge wins that game. Dennis Higgins had the exciting call last night over on KFH. Some other basketball action. 7th-ranked Hutchinson Community College wins on the road at Neosho County, 86-81 in overtime. The last time Hutchinson lost in Chanute at Neosho County was 1965.
It went overtime
last night, but Hutchinson got the win. Hutchinson now 11-1 on the season under head coach Steve Eck. The Hutchinson women are ranked 8th in the nation. They got a 9-point win at Neosho County last night. The Hutchinson women are 10-0 on the season. K-State women won last night in Manhattan, beat Lamar by 18 points. 5 home wins in a row for the K-State ladies, who are now 6-2 on the season. The Tabor women won. They beat Oklahoma Wesleyan 76-52. The Tabor ladies are ranked number 16 in the nation. They've won 4 of their last 5. And in men's basketball, Friends University picked up a huge win last night. The Falcons went on the road and beat undefeated 14th-ranked Southwestern 82-76.
Ooh.
Back-to-back wins for Friends. Huge night again for senior Jordan Murdoch, who went to Southeast High School and Hutchinson Community College. Murdoch with 35 points, 9 rebounds, 5 assists. He is number two in the nation in scoring, averaging 30 points a game.
Wow.
Put in 35 last night in another big win for Friends University. Yeah, how about that?
Yeah.
At sports with Stephen Ted, KNSS.
All right, Ted, 621 now. Keep it here for Fox News commentator Todd Starnes. VeggieTales accused of being racist. That's coming up, Stephen Ted in the morning on KNSS.